Last week, thousands of cattle producers traveled to San Diego for the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA trade show, and the industry's largest producer group installed new leadership to close the event. At a board of directors meeting Saturday morning, Kansas cattleman Tracy Bruner was elected as the new president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. We caught up with Bruner last week, and he told us he is looking forward to working on behalf of NCBA's members.
I work on behalf of the policies of the membership of NCBA, which serve the cattle industry and the beef industry of the United States as a whole. So I will do everything possible to try and advance the policies and priorities of our association.
Bruner said one of NCBA's top priorities going forward will be continued advocacy for the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Well, we've been working on TPP for some time. The cattlemen were front and center in the negotiations as they transpired. And in the later stages of the negotiation, the cattlemen led the way in business interests, putting pressure on our government and trade negotiators to get the agreement completed.
Bruner takes over for Wyoming cattleman Philip Ellis, who now shifts to the immediate past president position. Ellis said his time at the head of NCBA brought him many new experiences to many new places.
I've been down a lot of roads that I've never been down and to a lot of places I've never been, but they were all to visit cattle people. And when I'm with cattle people, it's just like I've come home anyway. So it's been very enjoyable that way, very positive, memory I'll never forget.
If there's one thing Ellis could impart on Bruner as he starts his year of service, he said simply enjoying himself will be key.
The previous president did tell me, and I will pass on to Tracy, to enjoy the opportunities this year, to meet with people, to travel, and he will, and to, while we're delivering the message and while we're working on the issues, to enjoy a new unique year with beef cattle people all across the country.
Bruner will serve as NCBA's president until the organization meets next year in Nashville. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.